Next patient is Dennis Palmer. The last name is P-A-L-M-E-R. Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. Clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The patient has an arterial hypertension since he was in the early 20s period. The patient has maintained a serum creatinine in that has been oscillating between 2.4 and 2.7, period. The patient was found with atrial fibrillation during the last visit. He was referred to the cardiologist. The patient was started on Eliquis. And he says that when the heart converted to a normal sinus rhythm, he started to urinate, and he has lost more than 5 pounds of body weight, which was fluid, period. The blood pressure has been under better control. The long-acting Delta-SM has been changed to 60 milligrams POBID. And the blood pressure has been with a systole between 140 and 150 for the most part. Interestingly, we did a aldosterone renin ratio, which is a 10 to 1, is highly suggestive of aldosterone-driven hypertension. For that reason, we are going to order a CT scan of the adrenal glands, and we are also evaluating the right kidney, which is smaller than the left kidney, and in the past it showed cystic lesions. Period, there is a rather apparent cystic lesion in the chest CT that we have to follow. Number two, the patient has atrial fibrillation. He is known to have coronary artery disease, status post 1 PCI. The cardiologist, Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, is considering a left heart catheterization and EP studies. Period, we discuss the procedure by itself and the toxicity associated to the contrast material and the moderate risk of losing kidney function after the procedure. The patient understood. Following number. BPH, following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, degenerative joint disease. Following number, constipation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months. I have to point out that the patient is a candidate for aldosterone inhibitor. But we are going to wait for the left heart catheterization and the EP studies, given the fact that there is the potential interference with the kidney function, period. We invested 10 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup. in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.